Well, friends, one other thing to share goes into this section of community prayers and blessings. A part of my responsibility as rabbi of this congregation is to help you in preparing, because we know something's coming awfully soon if you've been watching the moon. Look, fall is here. If you were a student, you might be preparing for a test. What do you do before a test? You study, right? If you're a student athlete, what do you do before a big game? You practice, you warm up, you stretch, exactly. For adults in the work world, if there's an important presentation, what might you do? Rehearse, practice, review what you're going to do, look over your work, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm going to have a challenging conversation, a difficult discussion with someone, sometimes I practice what I'm going to say. Will anyone else do that sometimes? Play it through in my head to do that, right? Well, friends, we have a big test, the big game, a big presentation, a big discussion coming up. The Yamim Noraim are coming, the high holy days, when we are tested on who we were and who we want to become. We are challenged to play fairly and to do our best. We're called to be present to ourselves and to God and to show our shortcomings and our goals. We engage in conversations with our innermost selves, as well as with each other and with God. So we need to prepare. Now, the ancient rabbis tell us you cannot cram for Rosh Hashanah. There's no way to pull an all-nighter and be ready for Yom Kippur. It takes too much preparation. And so they give us a full month, the month of Elul, this Hebrew month that we are in right now. We're a little bit over halfway through. But like I said, I didn't want to be remiss as your rabbi and not helping you prepare. So a very quick and short practice of a couple of important pieces of preparation. First, I need 4 volunteers to stand up where you are. Just stand up right where you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Oh, this is not the scary part. 1, 2, 3. Fantastic. Or more of you. You could all stand up if you want, whoever wants. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn and face that wall. Now I want you to turn and face the back wall. Keep turning around. Turn and face this side wall over here towards the MMR. Turn back and face towards me. Fantastic. Okay, you can sit back down. What did you just do? You turned around. In Hebrew, the word to turn is shuv, which we know is the root of the word teshuvah, which means repentance. Right? Teshuva, usually we call it repentance, but it is returning. It is turning around. It is turning away from what you did that you wish you hadn't done and turning towards what you hope you will do in the future. It is turning away from heading in the wrong direction and steering back towards the correct way. Teshuva is turning around. That's one of those things that we start practicing in the month of Elul. Second thing that we do, I will spare you this, but they made me do it at Tachabat for the first time, and I was a little out of practice, but I did okay. We blow shofar during the month of Elul in the morning to wake us up, to prepare us, to call to our souls that it is time to get ready. We add special prayers to our services, specifically called slichot, which means prayers of forgiveness. And especially here in America and other places as well, late on the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, we gather for a very special service. Our slichot service this year is going to be on Saturday night, the 28th, not this coming Saturday night, but the one after that. We are doing a movie and discussion. We're watching the film Big Fish, with Albert Finney and Ewan McGregor and a handful of other good folks. We'll watch that film, their high holiday messages woven into it. We'll watch the film, have some dessert and discussion, and then come here into the sanctuary at a late night service to change the mantles of our Torah scrolls from their colors into the high holiday whites and to pray our slichot prayers. Most importantly, we take the time to do serious introspection and reflection in the season of repentance and returning of teshuvah. So 2 very quick exercises, 2 very quick things to think about. Jane tomorrow morning is going to teach us that the Torah portion this week is called Ki Tavo, and it's notable because it has a section of blessings. It also has a section of curses. Blessings if you do what God asks of you, curses if you don't. Jane's reading the blessings for us. But not so much in the biblical mode of what did I do to deserve this, although some of that, but more in the spirit of introspection and reflection. Things we might think of, and if the, we can put up the slide next, an Elul worksheet, and I have copies of this that we'll put out by the back door if you'd like to take one home. But in keeping with this theme of blessings and thinking about what we have done, things to think about. What are the blessings that I have experienced this year, and what things have been curses to me this year? What have I done that has brought me blessing? What have I done that has brought me curses? And just as importantly, what have I done that has brought, blessings to others? And what have I done that might have brought curses to them? So I have these worksheets. We will put them out. If you'd like to take one of these for your own personal reflection and introspection, that's exercise number one. Exercise number two is even quicker. I want you to turn to somebody next to you. You need a partner for this exercise. Look at someone right near you. And I want you to repeat after me these three very, very important words to know in the month of Elul. Repeat after me. I am sorry. Very important to practice. Not always so easy to say. Sometimes we need a little practice to do it. Turn to somebody on the other side of you. We're going to practice again. Repeat after me. I am sorry. Good practice. Now, there is one other piece of this, though, that is just as important and also a responsibility in the month of Elul. If someone comes to you and says those three words, you have three words to reply back to them as well. I forgive you. We are to forgive those who have wronged us, even as we ask forgiveness from those whom we have wronged. I think everybody's got those three words, six words down. We're in good shape for that. Friends, during this month of Elul, let's reflect on our blessings, the ones that we have received, the ones we may have brought to others. Let's reflect as well on what we have done that has not been a blessing to others. Where we need to make teshuvah a turning around, let's pledge ourselves to do that. And where we need to say, I am sorry, or I forgive you, let those words come easily to our lips. Let us do the hard work of looking within ourselves, of knowing ourselves, of making amends with others, and with ourselves. We have out in our lobby a Slichot board, an I am sorry board, an anonymous communal confession. Out on the lobby on that table are little cards like this. If you feel so moved, I'll invite you during your time here in the building to take one of these cards. Don't write your name on it, but fill out something that you are sorry for. Put it into the Dropbox, and it'll become part of our interactive anonymous communal confession. You can look and see what other folks have already offered up as their sorry. You can add your own as well. An opportunity to do the I am sorry work right tonight as well. May our turning during these days turn us always towards a good year. And let us say, Amen.